Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Thank you, Jerry. I win.
Thank you, Will.
Will, yeah. You said after last week, obviously it was a huge win, but you said it's probably your worst game as a Buckeye. How do you feel about the way you played today? Look mistake-free. Look like you were in control. I mean, how is this kind of the way you want to be?
Yeah, I wouldn't say mistake-free. You know, if you look at the stats, you could say mistake-free and turnover-free, but definitely not mistake-free. There's probably five or six plays I'd like to have back, you know, kind of underthrew Carnell on that one, lost my footing a couple times. But, you know, overall, you know, to come out of it, what is it, 21-26, you know, that's solid. And, you know, I'm proud of how I, you know, took care of the ball today. And, you know, that's a big emphasis for us. So coming off after last week, you know, this is a solid performance, but not perfect by any means. And I, you know, still got a lot of stuff to clean up. So, you know, that's how I like to approach these things. You know, I'm never satisfied.
Over to the left, Jeff Gilbert, Press Pros.
Jeremiah, today he's got all these records now, breaking Chris Carter's records. Surprised at all that he could do this year from when you saw him at first. How do you feel for him? And obviously everybody knows he's got a huge...
Yeah, I'm not surprised in the slightest, man. He's, as a freshman, I think he's, if not the one of... I think he's the best receiver in the country. You know, I think we have the three best receivers in the country on our team. You know, I'm biased, but you know, I'm lucky, man. To have guys like that, you know, doing what they're doing. I knew Jeremiah was going to be special, you know, from the first time I met him, and he's just continued to get better and better, and he's a great kid, and I'm really happy for him getting that record today. But like nobody really was like shocked. Everyone was kind of like, oh yeah, you know, JJ's just kind of doing his thing again, you know, He's unbelievable. So I'm happy for him, and he's just going to continue to get better and better.
Over to the right, Tim May, Letterman Row.
Yeah, following up on that, Will, what sets him apart? Is it his reliability? Is it his accountability to be in the right place at the right time most of the time? You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He's a freshman out there playing like an upperclassman.
I think it's the way he carries himself. You know, he runs unbelievable routes. He's fat. He's one of the fastest guys on our team. He's physical. But I think one of the biggest things about him is how he carries himself. And just, you know, I know Coach Kelly said it a couple weeks ago, but like you couldn't tell he's an 18-year-old kid out there. Like he just looks like a vet. Like it looks like he's been doing it for a long time. And I mean, does he have freshman moments? You know, of course everybody does. But you know, like overall, like, I mean, if you look at like his, like he doesn't have missed assignments, you know, he's always kind of where he needs to be. He knows what's going on, and for a freshman to step into an offense like this, of this caliber, and to, you know, not skip a step and to know what he's doing all the time, like that's special, and that's, I think, what really separates him from the rest of the pack.
Over to the left, Cameron Teague Robinson, The Athletic.
Will, I know against Penn State you had 12 carries, today you had 9. I know three of those came in the red zone, but for you in terms of running in the read game, is that a conscious effort from the coaching staff telling you to pull this more, or is that you just understanding and reading more than maybe you were earlier in the year?
Yeah, I don't think it's really anything like I don't think coming into this game we were expecting me to run that much. Like it's kind of just built in, and it's like, hey, if the DN crashes, then I'm going to pull the ball. You know, obviously in the red zone, you know, my feet, you know, it becomes a little bit more importance. I'm going to get new cleats, by the way. So just so you guys know, I'm slipping way too much, and I look way too unathletic at times. I'm going to get new cleats next week, and yeah, we'll fix that. It won't be happening anymore.
Over to the right, Dylan Davis, Delaware Gazette.
Well, I know you can't try to do this, but I think 8 different receivers had a catch today. Does it feel better after a win when you've been able to spread the ball around like that and get a lot of guys involved?
Oh yeah, that means that, you know, we got everybody's clicking, man. And when you get 8 guys involved, I mean, that's huge. Like that means that, you know, the twos are ready, you know, to step in when they have to. And, you know, that means the ones we can, you know, those first guys can come out and take a break if they need it, you know, and it fires me up. You know, that's a good sign. That means that everybody's locked in. Everybody's, you know, there's really not much drop off, you know, and from the ones to the twos. And that's crazy to say when I just said, you know, that our three starters are the best in the country, like to say that our, you know, backups isn't a huge fall off is that's saying something. You know, like we got a lot of talent in that room. And the tight ends, I think the tight ends are doing some really good things too. So, yeah, it's encouraging, and we want to be playing our best football in November. And, you know, I think today was a good step. Got to learn from some things and just keep it going.
Over to the left, Doug Lemaurice, Kings of the North.
Will, could you take us through the touchdown to G. Scott maybe a little bit? He said he got held up a little bit on the release. And was Jeremiah your first read there? And then what do you and the line have to do to let that play develop?
Yeah, so it's really just a kind of a reverse throwback. And we have, you know, the running back gets out on a little wheel route. And that was kind of how we ran it this week. And then G's kind of, you know, bluffing and he's working through the line, you know, acting like he's blocking and then getting out. And that's usually what pops open on that play. They ran with the running back. They saw that. And then, you know, I just kind of had to be patient and wait. And I was kind of sitting there like, man, like this is taking a little while. But then all of a sudden he popped loose. He got held up by a couple different guys, but credit to the O-line for holding up. I mean, they know on that play that they have to hold up for a little longer. You know, it could take the tight end a couple seconds to get out there. But you know, he got out and he did a great job, you know, selling that he was blocking and you know, he did the rest and got in.
Over to the right, Brendan Gulick, Buckeyes Now on Sports Illustrated.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, you were coming out of a bye. Nebraska was coming off a 50-point loss, and maybe there were some moments where the offense was a little flat. Obviously, an emotional win last week, but you're playing a team this week that hasn't had a great season. Ryan talks all the time about leaving no doubt. Can you speak to the urgency this week as you guys tried to prepare for a game and put a really good effort, you know, forward, even though a team was 1-7 coming in?
Yeah, that was something we stressed all week was, you know, it's not about them. It's about us. And it doesn't matter who walks out there across from us. We have to be who we are. And we can't just say that we're the hardest playing team in the country and that we're going to leave no doubt and then do it sometimes. You know, we have to do it all the time. And we did that at Penn State. I mean, I think we came out there with energy, intensity. It wasn't perfect. I didn't play my best game, but we scrapped it out and we got it done. But that was the thing that we came through this week saying, like, we need to have that edge every single week. And that has to be who we are and not just what we do from time to time. And, you know, I think Purdue is a better football team than their record indicates. You know, I don't think that they're a 1-8 football team. I really do believe that. I think that they do some good things. You know, they've struggled a little bit this year, but like we said, like, it's not about them. It's about us. And if we're going to be who we say we are, and we're going to be the baddest team in the country, like, and we have to be that every single week.
Final two questions. Andy Backstrom, Letterman Row.
Yeah, Will, when you have Q and Trey on the field together at once, what kind of bind is that putting the defense in, and just what's it like when you see both those guys out there?
It makes it hard on those guys, man. It's, you know, I think that's one of the first times we've done that this year, but it fires me up. It's good to have those two on this field at the same time, and you know, you don't know who the ball is going to. And then, I mean, you put that with all the other playmakers we got out there. You know, you can do a lot of different things with it, and it allows you to be multiple in what we do and, you know, fake it to Q, you know, give it to Trey, you know, stuff like that. You know, it makes it fun.
And last question, Spencer Holbrook, Letterman Row.
Well, after the Oregon game and into Nebraska, you guys were trying new offensive line stuff. And then obviously Zen goes down. Hindsight, now you can look back. How's your internal clock right now and getting comfortable behind this offensive line that now has played two games together, you know, in front of you, things like that, just your internal clock and how that's been for you as not having Josh anymore?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's changed at all. Like, it really hasn't skipped a beat. And, you know, I think they took some flack after that Nebraska game and, you know, obviously it was sad to see what happened to Zen, but I mean, Carson comes in and does a hell of a job against Penn State. And today I think he played a hell of a game again. So really my internal clock hasn't changed. Like, that's not something I'm thinking about. Like, I'm not like, oh shoot, like that's Donnie out there. Like, I'm not worried about that at all. Like, I have the utmost confidence in those guys. And there were a couple times today where I, you know, like on that 2-minute drive, I cannot take that sack there. I got to throw that ball away. And then the other one where I just freaking fell on my face in the backfield. Like, that's on me. Like I took two sacks that probably they should not have counted as sacks for those guys. And I feel bad for them because it goes on their record, you know, but I'll get them back.
Will, thank you very much.
Appreciate you guys. Go Bucks.